It was awkward pause after the word expand is where hell broke loose.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Greatest Song You Never Heard podcast with Phil and Chris. I mean, Chris and Phil. Always say the other person first. This is where we get together once a week when things are going right in life and listen to a song most people have never heard over the hum of an air conditioner.
Oh. Do you want to start over?
Nope. That's just our little way of bringing some entertainment into the humdrum lives of our listeners. It sure did. Anyway, today we're going to listen to a song from Chris Cochran.
Not me. I brought the song, but it's not my song.
Well, I did imply it was your song. Chris Cochran's going to bring a song. Chris, can you explain to the listeners how you're doing on this fine day in July?
Phil, I am doing wonderfully. Thank you for asking. It's the summer. It feels like summer is like speeding right through, even though last week was the first week of summer, first day of summer. But it just does feel like this is going quick and I'm going to like miss it if I'm not careful. So I'm enjoying it. Although I live in a giant brick building, which turns in the summertime into a very similar concept to a brick oven. And that's hence why the air conditioning was running.
So off air, you read me a list of artists that will be very near you. You said within driving distance or walking distance? Yep.
Driving distance.
You want to share a little of those because it's a pretty good list. Do you remember or do you still have it up?
I still got it up.
There you
go. Hootie and the Blowfish, Collective Soul, Wilco, Norah Jones, Jason Mraz, James Taylor. That's all in the next 2 weeks.
Wow. Collective Soul. I only know a handful of their songs, but those that I know are fantastic.
They have a song that I've wanted to bring to this show, but I just feel like it's a little too like well-known. Do you know the song Run from them?
I'm not sure.
It is one of the most spectacular. I absolutely totally love that song. But I feel like it's too close to the surface that most people will have heard it. And so it's not obscure enough to be considered a greatest song you've never heard.
Let's take a
look. In my opinion, anyway. Are you checking it out?
I did. I don't recognize the beginning.
If you're following along at home, Phil is now listening on his headphones.
Well, I was.
On a podcast, and nobody can hear or see what Phil is doing.
I just did it for my own. For my own soul. And just for a moment, just the beginning acoustic guitar. The whole time you're making fun of me, I actually didn't have that song on in my head.
Oh, okay. Good enough. I got a song for you today though, Phil.
I can't wait to hear it.
I got a great song for you today and I guarantee that you've never heard this song. And in fact, before I get anything into this at all, I just want you to play the song and then we'll dive in and I'll give you all the details.
Do I get lyrics for the song or am I going to go on the fly?
I just sent them to you just as we were speaking.
Okay, here we go.
Taught me how to fly. wasn't room inside her mind. When all you do is everything, it's sometimes hard to even fill the time.
Okay, this is why I love doing this podcast with you. Because when you bring a song that I freaking hate, I can... No, that's not it.
I hope you don't hate this song.
No, this is a good song. Honestly, this is a songwriter's song, in my opinion. I don't even really know what that means other than... There's a lot of thought that went into this. The production value of the song is very good. I loved the George Harrison-esque guitar about, I don't know, two-thirds, three-quarters of the way through the song that wouldn't surprise me if it was actually him on it, because this seems like a song from the 90s. And so he could be around, but it was fleeting. It was like, I wanted more. And then it went away. There are so many ideas of what the name of the song is. Okay. First one, I wrote down a couple of them. If I had my way, and I'm like, no, it's not that. She had a secret. No, it can't be that. She opened my mind. There's so many different names it could be than Living Alone. I mean, so. And I think I know the singer, probably even the whole band, I think will be familiar to me. Just can't put my, thumb on it. So there are your first.
I've got a couple of more songs lined up for you today that I think will emphasize this. One of them is the production value on this is absolutely exceptional. Play song B real quick. Not the whole thing, just for a second of it. I want to show you some production value.
Sounds good.
See production value, super high quality all over the place. You know what song that is, right?
Da 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 da.
Yeah, as a cover. This artist did a cover of that song just recently, actually, this year. But this actually came from an album in a bygone era. Play song C real quick, and I'll give you some more insight on this artist.
Here we go.
I wanna drive where the rain don't matter, cause pretty soon I will be drinking micro beer. I wanna live. Coffee's better. Is that the bummer of the Puget Sound I hear? 'Cause every
cut it off. This album and this artist is one of my favorite artists of all time on many, many levels, mostly on the personal level. That song was directly inspired by my podcast.
Really?
Yes.
The
old podcast.
And Carcast with Chris yes. Cochran.
Yes.
One of the first podcasts ever.
Yes. First 10,000, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Now that there's 3.5 million.
Now that everybody has a podcast.
Actually, Lucy is starting her podcast next week.
Your dog?
Yeah.
Bone Time Friday?
Oh, she does love her bones. Barking Easy. With Lucy.
Barking with Lucy. Like it.
Yeah. So, 3.5 million podcasts. You were one of the first 10,000. That's pretty impressive. So I now need to know a whole lot about this.
Okay. So this song was released in 2010, but it actually didn't come out on an album until 2011. An album is called Previously, is the name of the album. Let me tell you a little bit about the song first before I tell you who wrote this and performed this song. The artist who performed this album and this song said of this song, "I wrote this song after watching many hours of The X-Files on TV. I was wondering whether it was better to love a fictional character than to ever, never have loved at all." Dedicated to Dana Scully.
Dana Scully. I should know that name, I know.
And Jillian on X-Files.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we haven't watched a lot of it, but now, yes, now I know.
So the song is called Scully Said.
Scully Said. Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
And it's from an artist that you may or may not have heard of called Jesta, otherwise known as our good friend, Brian Page.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Nope. And this is seriously like my favorite Brian Page song of all time. Scully Said, I've listened to it hundreds and hundreds of times. It brings me joy every time I hear this song on so many levels. First off, understand that he writes, records, and plays every single instrument on all the songs that he didn't write the Take On Me, but he writes and records all that stuff in his home studio. He is so uber talented that it just drives me crazy. He's now playing in a party band called Hush Party Band.
Okay.
Brian is one of those people who has more talent. It's one of those situations where, like, I've been listening to, we talked about on the last show, or one of the previous shows, the 500 songs, history of rock music.
And a couple, 3 weeks ago. Yep.
There's a bunch of songs on there you hear and you're like, oh my gosh, how did this person never get like giantly, hugely famous? And Brian, in my mind, is one of those people. He's so good and so talented, and he has the ability to make music that is just so well done and written well. And to your point, this is a songwriter's song. That is Scully Said from the album Previously from 2011 by Jesta.
That is the band is Jesta.
Yes.
Even though I put Brian Page, but okay, perfect. So does he take compliments well, or does he get a big head?
He's British. Oh. He'd do better if he took the piss out of him, but he'll take a compliment.
Because those are awfully kind words and high praise coming from you. And of course, I'm like, this is a songwriter's song. And the fact that he is writing, recording, engineering, laying down the masters, doing all of that stuff, that's pretty impressive. I will probably need to listen to some of his songs. And kind of give a feel for that. But this is very exciting. One of our listeners, you just played one of their songs.
Well, and the funny part about Brian to me is this song came out when he wrote it originally a little bit before 2010, even though his Bandcamp site says 2010. And the reason I think that is because when podcasting was first in its initial like heyday, there was a big problem with people wanting to play music on their podcasts, and the RIAA, the recording Association of America, shutting them down, sending them cease and desist letters. And they actually even sued a couple of people who were doing nothing but promoting their artists, which is really stupid. But
it's just kind of like what we're doing on this podcast. I mean, look at you. We can't have a YouTube channel or we because we can't play the songs. And we've even had Spotify take down what? Sweet Georgia Brown?
Sweet Georgia Brown. Yes.
So anyway, I didn't mean to interrupt. It's still
no, but so what happened is at that time there was a big push for original music that was Creative Commons licensed, and so Brian was on the forefront of that in the early days of podcasting, and he actually found me and my podcast because it was all about what it's like to live in Seattle, and I passingly made this reference to coming to you live from the mean streets of Seattle.
Oh my!
And he goodness. Actually went on to record a custom jingle for me that was the end of my show, and it sounds like this. Like hip hop song from the early 90s. And he's like, coming to you live from the mean streets of Seattle. It's so awesome. But I couldn't find it. I was going to play it for you, but I couldn't find it anywhere.
Well, perhaps on the next episode, we might have a AI created song to try to mimic the mean streets of Seattle.
We promise no AI.
Oh, no. No, we promise we'd never bring it on as a featured song. But we didn't say we couldn't play with it and bring it out. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's here's the funny thing is AI is actually making tremendous strides, but it will not, it can be like, and what I use this for all the time is like inspiration and then expanding on in my own voice, right? And that's where I kind of think artists, whether it's photographers, musicians, even writers will be able to use that as a tool if they're stuck in a rut. And I don't know about you, Chris, but man, if I have to have a creative day and I am not feeling it,
yeah,
it's tough. And so, but to that point, music to me is like the only guaranteed vehicle or medium I can use to get myself out of a depression or doldrums, or if I'm just kind of irritated, like the Mariners lost when they shouldn't lose. And my friends, Chris and Joe, who are fanatics for every sense of the word, are sucking me down into that, into that dark hole with them. So I get irritated and I'm kicking like plants over, and then Shelly yells at me. I'll put on a song and I'm like, all is right in the world. And then I look at the standings and find out or on a 4-game losing streak, and I digress. To your point about the songs off that list.
Yeah.
I believe there are so many musicians, artists, and songs that that people should have heard. There are as many of those as songs from bands that get run into the ground and are just a hit factory, you know, after hit factory song that shouldn't be known, but are because of, you know, their ties and their name. But that doesn't mean, you know, there's a lot of people that said that Paul McCartney hit a lull in his writing, and but people give him credit because of who he is, right?
Right.
And so there are plenty of musicians like that that rest on their laurels. I'm not saying Paul McCartney did, because he's amazing. He's still pumping out music. But there are musicians that rest on their laurels. Don't you know me? I had that hit in 1973. Yeah, we call that a one-hit wonder, okay?
That's right.
Yeah, and so to your point, there are so many. And that's where we're trying to peel back the onion, the layers on some of these songs, so that, and we're not going to hit on every one of them.
That's true.
Okay. It's going to be a song that someone says, why in the world did you think that was a good song? But this one was fun on so many levels. I love the fact that, it was Brian and the actual, recording quality was outstanding. It was just a really good song, and I actually can't wait to listen to it over and over a little bit more.
I knew you'd love this in your in your Spotify mix.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
And by the way, he's on Spotify and Apple Music, so you can add it to your playlist.
Outstanding. And here's something that we have talked about. We're about mid-90s on the episodes. So that means in about a month, month and a half, we're going to have 100. And I posed this question to Chris. We should talk about like the one song the other person brought that that really is a memorable episode, or one that like I will say the Blood Oranges song from many episodes ago is still is to this day a Christmas staple, and because it's such a haunting song. So songs like that will I want to know what are some of the songs, just some of your memories of the first 100 episodes. And I would pose that question to our listeners too. Throw out some of the ideas, some of the songs and episodes that you like and some that you don't like, just for fun, you know.
Give I already have a couple about. Of ideas of those songs. That would be fun. Yep,
I do too. And so, and by the way, if you're having trouble remembering, you don't have to go and listen to all of these episodes. Just go to Spotify. There's a playlist called The Greatest Song You Never Heard.
Sweet Georgia Brown.
No, that one's on. The song is on. Our podcast episode is not.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
But there are going to be some songs that aren't on Spotify. And like, I think we had one recently from Michael Stipe and Chris Martin that.
Oh, yeah.
I was still looking for that version, but that's not on there. So about 95, 96% of the songs that we've done are on there in order. So you could just play that whole playlist and really get a good idea of all the without us bantering and wasting time with, you know, the human language, English language. So there
you go. I'm here. I'm going to mute this. My microphone is falling down and I keep scrunching down on my desk. All right, there we go. Oh, I just kept getting further and closer to the desk.
That's so funny. mine for once is not. By the way, that is say again.
Blue pill. Sorry.
It's the Blue Man's Group.
Oh, okay.
We've digressed so fast. The song is Scully Said.
Maybe feel you could Scully Said. It's on iTunes. And in fact, it would help out Brian Page if you went and listened to a bunch of his music. He gets money every time stuff streams, and he gets discoverable the more people who are listening. So if you're listening to the show, head on over to Jesta, J-E-S-T-A, and listen to some of Brian's songs. What I did find out from him was, I told him when he sent me the first demo that he did, the cover that he did, I told him I was just going to go on Spotify and put it on repeat and let it play. And he goes, no, don't do that. He actually has friends who've gotten kicked off of Spotify for that. So.
Interesting.
If you listen to them organically, enjoy them, but listen to them often.
So I have to share a story from today. So my daughter is coming to visit, and she had asked me months ago if I wouldn't mind learning a song. And so it's from Kenna, what's her name? Anyway, the song is Oceans. It's actually a Hillsong worship song called Oceans, but it's from someone else. I will find it. Anyway, I had that playing on repeat just to start setting it in my mind. So when I sit down to the piano, I'll be able to know it more. And so I hope I don't get kicked off Spotify because that one I put on repeat. It only played 4 or 5 times, but.
Oh, you wouldn't get kicked off Spotify. The artist would.
Oh, so yeah. Here's a point. For all of those artists that you can't stand, play them on repeat over and over, and they'll go away. And we'll all be thankful. With that said, thank you, Chris, for bringing this song. Thank you, Brian, for writing and recording the song. And remember, GSYNH podcast is what our handle is on X, Twitter, thegreatestsongyouneverheard.com, on Facebook, and our website. And my battery is apparently running out because I'm starting to talk very slow and forgetting thoughts. And with that, next week, yours truly, I will bring a song to the table. that may not be a short song. Until then, thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next week on the Greatest Song You Never Heard podcast.